This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension with your Extension Crop Report. Last week, the crop report was over soybean diseases, but what often looks like a disease is really a physiological problem, usually caused by a nutrient deficiency. We are quickly coming upon the soybean growth stage where nutrient deficiency symptoms become more apparent. The recent weather we've had hasn't been great either. The periods of huge rainfall events cause soybean roots to be drowned out, and then the soybeans don't have the deeper roots to deal with the preceding weeks of dry weather. So, field flooding rains will actually make the soybeans more susceptible to drought later on, and nutrient deficiency symptoms are more likely. Phosphorus deficiency can be an issue, but potassium problems are more likely. Potassium plays an important role in plants. Potassium is part of many enzymes and processes, and one process is the opening and closing of the leaf stomata, which is the cell structure on the leaf that allows water to transpire. During drought, potassium is pumped out of the stomate cells, closing the leaf pores so less water is transpired and the plant wilts to protect itself during dry weather. Potassium moves into the plant roots by water solution, so potassium deficiency effect is compounded. Potassium deficiency causes yellowing on leaf edges and can eventually die back and will occur first on the older leaves. The time that I've seen potassium issues in the field, besides the dry weather, it is usually associated with very high or very low pH soils. Around here, high pH soil can occur in a strip along the north side of a gravel road. Farmers often think that it's disease or herbicide drift creeping into the field, but often it's potassium or iron deficiency. The flood drought cycle will make nitrogen and sulfur deficiency more likely as well. The nitrogen deficiency is more likely because rhizobium fixation is difficult when the roots are underwater and stressed. This will be more of an issue in double-cropped beans planted right before the heavy rains. Nitrogen deficiency will cause yellowing of older leaves, but plants can be carefully dug, not pulled, and inspected for healthy, internally pink or white soybean root nodules. Acidic soils will amplify the problems of poor root nodules. Sulfur will be a bigger issue simply because sulfur is a mobile nutrient that can be leached from the soil, and most of it comes from organic matter turnover. Young beans are more likely to have sulfur deficiency but can recover later on once the roots expand and soils recover. To put it together, the weather we've had this year makes soybean nutrient problems more likely. This will be amplified in acidic soils or commonly waterlogged soils. Potassium, phosphorus, nitrogen, and sulfur will be the most likely to be observed. The micronutrients of molybdenum and boron can be a problem in eastern Kansas, but are less likely. Nutrient problems are identified in three ways: by looking at plant symptoms, taking a soil test, and by taking a leaf tissue sample. Tissue samples are taken at the top trifoliate leaf of at least 30 plants during flowering, and in the long season beans, we are coming up on that time frame. If you suspect nutrient issues in your field, please give me a call. The number is 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.